there are two general tendencies to avoid. One is the two conversational personal styles of introduction, which are so unique to you that your readers are not going to connect with. The other is the so heavily technical and jargonistic prose that we don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes the sciences might tend towards more of the jargonistic prose. In fact, there's some scholars from MIT who have created this wonderful software for creating completely nonsensical prose based on some, you know, technical terminology you might throw in there. And they found that they've had papers accepted as computer science talks. Completely nonsensical, it makes no sense. So in other words, there is something, by having overly jargonistic prose, some people then immediately quit thinking, and they start saying, oh, here's a jargonistic phrase that sounds impressive. I don't know what it means, but surely someone else does.
Yeah.
I would argue that with thesis projects, it's better to make sense. Certainly use the technical language and concepts in your field. But sometimes when you're in the midst of really complicated questions, you can get caught up in writing sentences that aren't actually sentences. You can get caught up in framing ideas that sounded good because you just read 20 articles, but don't actually make sense, that don't actually make claims that could be reasonably followed by intelligent people. So you might all know your own tendencies in drafting as to where your prose tends to lie, and I would encourage you to think about that and let that, don't worry about it when you're drafting, but when you're going back to college to submit to committee members, to your chairs, do that polishing move before you do so.